Okay, we are on the last of the Protogenics Wholesome C.
Woohoo. All right.
So we were just talking about it, and so.
Yeah, it's got an interesting history because it was one of the first true vitamins that had been discovered. Linus Pauling wrote about it in the 70s. But Albert St. Georgie, he was one of the first ones that discovered it was really high in the green pepper, yellow pepper, red pepper family. He didn't know it was, they didn't know what to call it actually, so he called it P, vitamin P as in Paul. And then later research down the line, Linus Pauling, they isolated, call it vitamin C. But it turns out that St. Georgie found out that not everything would turn around physiologically with just vitamin C. It had to have the bioflavonoid. And so at that point in time, since he wasn't, when he had isolated vitamin C with bioflavonoids, he had called it vitamin P. So if you see that on your scan, that's actually vitamin C with bioflavonoids that the body's reacting to on the scan. So ascorbic acid is totally different than wholesome C or a true food-based vitamin C. And a lot of times now, ascorbic acid can be GMO. So you have to be careful with that. But vitamin C with bioflavonoids is really the key, particularly for soft tissue, gums, nasal sinuses, bleeding, things like that, nosebleeds. People say, well, I'm taking vitamin C, but it didn't include the bioflavonoids.
So you said nosebleeds. What did you say before that?
Soft tissues, soft gums, oral cavity. And then just any kind of connective tissue matrix repair, bruising, particularly bruising, or it's extremely good for post-workout. Most people don't consider that. They're all more interested in the balance of, you know, pH. But wholesome C is really good for rebuilding connective tissue, supporting the collagen. It's the cement between all the biomatrix cells that are in the body.
Nice. Thank you.
You bet.